Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Chance of rain showers today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 72. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Chance of thunderstorms, lows dip down to about 60. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Slight chance for showers, high temperatures reach up to 77. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 60 degrees.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. A major Medicaid billing error prompts Kansas school districts to return millions in overpaid funds. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment says the issue stems from a data mistake that went unnoticed for years. A Neosho County man's remains were identified nearly a decade after he disappeared. The sheriff's office says the remains were found last year. They've been identified as Jay Shoemate, who vanished in 2016. The cause of death remains unknown. If you're headed to Manhattan for Saturday's K-State game, you should expect delays on I-70 near Junction City. KDOT says crews are replacing concrete in the area. And they say the project should wrap up in December. In Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
The Voice of Agriculture. Kansas Farm Bureau.
The USDA's land value summary confirms another increase in the value of U.S. farmland, 4.3% or $180 per acre.
Bringing the national average to a record high of $4,350 per acre. This marks the fifth consecutive year of land value increases, though the pace has slowed over the years.
Farm Bureau economist Danny Munch says these changes in value will have a mixed impact on U.S. agriculture.
On the positive side, continued increase in real estate values means that the primary asset many farmers own, which is land, has grown in value. That means it really strengthens the balance sheet and can improve access to credit. On the other side, that rate of growth has slowed. So that means the expansion of equity has also slowed.
Learn more on the Market Intel page at fb.org and listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Kansas State University officials reported that the university was a target of a swatting attack on campus on Monday after the university said Riley County Dispatch received a call on their administrative line of a message stating active violence at Hale Library. The university said officers immediately responded and determined the call was a hoax and there was no threat or danger. The building was safe, and the Manhattan campus was under normal operations. Swatting, according to the Department of Homeland Security, is the act of placing false calls to emergency responders, often reporting in a false, severe, ongoing crisis at a specific location. The goal of swatting is to provoke a significant law enforcement response, creating chaos and potentially resulting in violence. Monday was the first day of classes for the fall semester, and the university said this appears to be a similar to other swatting reports happening at universities across the country, as the report comes one day after the false report of an active shooter at the University of South Carolina's campus library. No further information on the incident, including any arrests, was released. A 76-year-old man from Concordia died after his ultralight plane crashed at the Concordia Airport on Sunday evening. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that a single-engine airplane piloted by David Cadell took off from the Blossner Municipal Airport when a possible mechanical issue occurred. The plane then lost altitude and crashed nose-first into the ground at 7:26 p.m., and Cadell was pronounced dead at the scene. As part of protocol, the National Transportation Safety Board and the Federal Aviation Administration will investigate. On Friday, in accordance with Executive Order 2030, Governor Kelly directed flags to be lowered to half staff at the state capitol complex and all court buildings and facilities to honor 18th Judicial District Division 10 Judge Bruce Brown. Governor Kelly said Judge Brown had a long career service to his community and commitment throughout his tenure on the bench. So on behalf of the state of Kansas, she thanks him for his dedication to upholding the law, and her sincere condolences go out to his family and friends. Judge Brown passed away on August 21, 2025, and Flags will remain half-staff until sundown on the date of his interment, Saturday, August 30th. In Nebraska news, Lincoln police reported that a man was caught on Sunday after dropping a stolen gun inside a convenience store in Lincoln. At around 8 a.m. on Sunday, officers responded to a report of an armed man at a convenience store near North 27th and Dudley Streets. Witnesses reported that 25-year-old Xavion Simmons entered the store carrying a rifle and placed items on the counter, and during the transaction, he dropped the gun. He picked up the gun and paid for the items before leaving the store. Police said that despite paying for the merchandise, employees and customers feared that a robbery was happening, and shortly after, officers found Simmons and took him into custody. Officers discovered that the firearm was stolen from a nearby home, and Simmons also had stolen several other items, including electronics and a Husker pinstripe bull ring. He was arrested on suspicion of several charges, including two counts of burglary and two counts of terroristic threats. According to the Nebraska Department of Transportation, weather permitting, a coal milling and chip sealing project is to begin tomorrow, Thursday, August 28th, on Nebraska Highway 25 or N-25. Cold milling is a process of removing deteriorated asphalt in preparation of placing a chip seal to improve the roadway surface and drivability, and a chip seal is an application of an asphalt binder to a roadway surface followed by an aggregate. State maintenance forces will be performing the cold milling and chip seal from reference post 29.76 to reference post 38.01 from the N-25 and the N-25A junction to the north corporate limits of Hay Center. The work is anticipated to take 20 days, and traffic will be maintained with the pilot car and flaggers. Motorists are reminded to drive cautiously in and near work zones, to buckle up, and to put their phones down. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting that was held on August 20th, the Norton City Council met in regular session at 5:30 p.m. with Mayor Jerry Jones presiding, and the council members present were Dale Jacobson, Jim Miller, Gerald Jones, Dale Engelbert, Andrew Black, and Jason Jones, along with others to present business or observe. A motion was made by Dale Jacobson and seconded by Dale Engelbert to approve the August 6, 2025 City Council meeting minutes, and the motion carried, and there were no building or demolition permits presented for approval. Dale Jacobson reported that the Parks Committee discussed a donation for the Christmas light parade, but it was decided to hold off on a decision until the council meeting on September 3rd after more information has been gathered on what the city will need to do for them with the electrical. Regarding the impound lot, Alex McKenna stated that it's still on the Public Works Department list to complete. Alex also reported that they are transitioning out of the implementation phase on the mass communication system, and the next step will be to get the public signed up. Police Chief Mitch Lowry stated that the radar signs have been moved and are working for the school zone on Highway 36. So Gerald Jones stated that the item is now complete and can be removed from old business. Jeff Wolf reported that there has been progress made on the property abatement at 708 West North Street, and they had been given a deadline of November 3, 2025. An extension to September 28, 2025 was granted for 409 East Waverly, and Jeff stated that he spoke with the property owner of the Prairie Hill Apartments, and he has a four-man crew there working on things. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Jason Jones to meter the Nextech hotspots being installed around Elmwood Park, and the motion carried. Andrew Black reported that the utility committee met to discuss high water usage related to leaks at 11 different locations, and Andrew stated that on 8 of the locations, the committee agreed to send out a letter notifying them that they have 30 days to fix the leak. One location will receive a letter without a deadline due to the complexity of the situation, and the other two locations will continue to be monitored. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dale Jacobson to have the letter sent out as presented, and the motion carried. Andrew also reported that the Finance Committee met to further discuss and finalize the budget, and they also met to discuss roof bids for the Washington Square facility. Andrew scheduled a Finance Committee meeting at 4 p.m. on Thursday, August 28th, to further discuss the bids and financing. Gerald Jones asked about moving the venue for the revenue neutral rate hearing and budget hearing on September 3rd because it has been published that the hearing will take place at City Hall, 301 East Washington. The venue cannot be changed. However, it was decided to hold the meeting and hearings in the fire station at City Hall, 301 East Washington, in order to accommodate taxpayers that would like to attend the meeting and hearings. A discussion was held on the upcoming revenue neutral rate hearing and budget hearing. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Del Jacobson to have City Clerk Alex McKenna post on the city's Facebook page information on the increase amount based on personal property values at various levels, as well as an invitation to attend the hearings and to request taxpayers sign up prior to the meeting if they would like to speak. The vote was taken and the motion carried. Logan resident Eugene E. Chandler passed away on August 20, 2025 at the Logan Manor in Logan at the age of 95. A massive Christian burial will be held on Friday, August 29th at 10:30 a.m. at St. John Catholic Church in Logan, Kansas, with Father Carrie Neinmeyer and Father Trinity co-celebrants. Burial will follow in the Pleasant View Cemetery in Logan. Mr. Chandler will lie in state from noon until 9 p.m. tomorrow, Thursday, August 28th, at the Logan Funeral Home in Logan, and the rosary will be recited at 6:30 p.m. on Thursday evening at the Logan Funeral Home, followed by the family receiving friends from 7 to 8 p.m. for visitation. Memorial contributions may be made to the St. John Catholic Church or Catholic Charities of Salina, and Logan Funeral Home of Logan, Kansas, is in charge of the arrangements. Funeral services for Jairus McMullen, 85, of Norton, will be held at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow, Thursday, August 28th, at the Norton Christian Church, and burial will follow in the Norton Cemetery. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. today, Wednesday, August 27th, at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home. Memorial contributions may be made to the Jairus McMullen Memorial Fund and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton, and condolences may be left at plumbergobber.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having Ike Burger, homemade bun, sweet potato french fries, dill spear, pears, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be pigs in a blanket or teriyaki chicken with fried rice, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be steak strips, potatoes, roll, vegetable, and frosted pears. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there's a 40% chance of showers before 1 p.m. Otherwise, it's going to be cloudy with a high near 72 and a south wind around 10 miles per hour. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely before 4 a.m. and then a chance of showers. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 60 and the chance of precipitation tonight is 70%. On Thursday, there's a 20% chance of showers before 7 a.m. It should be cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 77. And on Thursday night, it should be mostly cloudy with a low around 58. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Friday it should be partly sunny with a high near 79. On Saturday, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 80. On Sunday, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, should be mostly sunny with a high near 79. On Monday, Labor Day, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 81. and on Tuesday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 84. Currently, with overcast skies, is 61 degrees. The humidity is 87%. The wind speed is southeast at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.17, and the dew point is 57 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:19, and it's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. The Chiefs made roster cuts to get down from 90 to their initial 53 players. They made some shocking cuts along the way, including tight end Robert Tonyan and nose tackle and Topeka native Mike Pinnell. Also on the players release list was Mike Edwards, Cole Christensen, Marlon Tulitupu. Fan favorite Carson Steele, he was waived, along with camp standouts offensive tackle Asa Pohl and corner-slash-special-teamer Kevin Oles. They placed tackle Ethan Driscoll on the non-football illness list after he had an appendectomy a couple weeks ago. They also placed corner Nazi Johnson and tight end Jake Brenningstuhl on the short-term IR. Amongst prize players to make the roster includes UDFA tryout linebacker Cooper McDonald. Wide receivers Jason Brownlee and Tyquan Thornton brought the room up to 8 players, with the suspension status for Rashee Rice unknown at this point. They also kept running back Elijah Mitchell along with Brashad Smith. Again, that's just the initial 53. More moves can and will be made. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours. At any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.